بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. We had begun the discussion on the beautiful name of Allah جل جلاله. Allah سبحانه وتعالى is Al-Kabir. When you call out to Allah سبحانه وتعالى, we say Ya Kabir. Allah is Ar-Rahman, we say Ya Rahman. Ar-Rahim, Ya Rahim. All these are the attributes of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. So as we discussed last week, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a great, Allah is great, Allah is Al-Kabir. Kibriya, greatness, grandeur, majesty, sovereignty belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No makhluk, no creation of Allah can claim to have any type of sub-sovereignty or any type of majesty. All this belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you find in the world, all the beauty, all the jamal is all a reflection with the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Kabir, Jalla Jalaluhu, by His most perfect calculations, has stipulated different distances between the sun and the planets. That too is the planning of Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. Insan is still studying how many kilometers, how many miles from the earth to the sun, then to the moon, and between them. And the effects of it, if the moon has to just move a bit, few inches away, or the sun has to move a bit from his orbit, then what will happen? The entire world will freeze. It comes any closer, the entire world will be burned to smithereens. So Allah Ta'ala has everything in perfection, as well as the orbits, so that they do not collide into one another, causing chaos and destruction in the universe. How perfectly Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is controlling all of this. You see, insan, no matter what, how good driver he may be, that too he meets in an accident. Something will happen or the other. Even for training also, advanced training causes. But then too, is it perfect in anything of his? Insan doesn't have the attribute of Kabir, that he is the greatest driver, or he is the greatest in this, or the greatest physician, or surgeon, or greatest alim. Greatness belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insan is made up, مُرَكَّبُ مِنَ خَطَئِ وَالنِّسْيَانِ. He's made up of mistakes, he makes errors, he'll forget also. Insan will forget also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never forgets. Allah makes no mistakes whatsoever. Every planet and star, large and small, at its stipulated time, following a fixed system, rises and sets. When any star sets, depriving the earth of the benefits of its effulgence, its noor, neither can the star nor any other creation reverse it for even a split second, nor prevent it from setting. No insan can put reverse or rewind button in his life, just wants to go back. That all is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has complete control over every single thing. This is the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This we read is for this yaqeen to come into the heart. This conviction, yaqeen, tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How for this yaqeen to get off ourselves, number one. That myself, I can't trust my own nafs, I can't trust myself. And then to have yaqeen and trust and confidence in others. Confidence, yaqeen, conviction only upon Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is the effort of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, was the effort of La ilaha illallah, that this conviction of Allah must come into the heart. Listening to the kibriya, the greatness of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, we have to listen to it over and over again. When I say Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahimullah used to say that already from young, the child's yaqeen is destroyed. Because he sees every time he wants food, the mother will open the fridge. So the food comes from the fridge. As a young child, where the milk comes from, he says from the cow. Where the butter comes from the milk. Doesn't attribute anything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as the wife also, you have anything to eat, is enough in the freezer. He says the freezer and the fridge has spoiled the yaqeen of the ummah. Nobody ever turns to Allah and makes two rakats nafil namaz, Ya Allah, you provide for us. Even though the food is there. But then to ask Allah. Person has a headache, he's sick, he goes immediately to the medication. Phone the doctor quickly. So the entire yaqeen, the conviction, the trust, the confidence, has all moved away from the Creator to the creation. And the creation himself is weak. The creation himself is not great. So the practice and the mashq of iman and yaqeen, that we turn in every step of ours to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before we make the call to the doctor, or before we make the call to whoever, we have some work with, some taqaza with, first we turn to Allah. Ya Allah, you fulfill this task of mine. A sign of this that a person trusts in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah will do my work for me, isn't he read Yasin in the morning? Because he knows through my Yasin Sharif, Allah will make my work easy for me. He will read the Salatul Ishraq. Otherwise he'll trust himself, I'll sort out my work for today. I'll do this and I'll do that. And I've got everything checked and I've got the people coming home and the workers and the staff all are coming. So he trusts himself. So the proof that he has yaqeen upon Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, he'll do those a'mal that tap into the system of Allah. He'll read his Yasin Sharif in the morning, and more than that, he'll read his Fajr Salah wa Jama'at. Ulama say that based upon a person's yaqeen and his trust and his conviction, this is a spark that opens the eyes in the morning. That's the spark of iman yaqeen that puts the limbs into motion. What he trusts, what he has conviction upon, that puts him into motion. His entire mind, his heart, his limbs, his faculties all wake up at that time. Unfortunately, we find many ummatis wake up after 6-7 o'clock, school time, quickly school. Yaqeen is in the school, stuck in there. You have to get to school. As Hazrat says now, that many a time the father will come for Fajr namaz, but ask the Maulana, will ask him, where's your son? He says, Maulana, you know, he can't wake up in the morning. How much I try to get him up? So Maulana says, ask him then, for school, if he doesn't get up, what you'll do? We'll leave him. He says, now you get, wake up, move, to get to school. Fajr namaz, Maulana, make dua. Maulana says, no, bring him for Fajr, and make dua for school. Let him sleep after Fajr, say, make dua, Maulana, he wakes up for school. But for school, say, no, he must get up. But Fajr namaz, Maulana, make dua, he wakes up. Because the yaqeen, father got into a habit, but he doesn't have yaqeen that my son's success is in the salah. His success is in the 12 years of schooling, in the degree, the paper. If he gets this, then he can fill his belly. Then he'll have a comfortable life. Whether he'll see his youth, whether he'll see 18 years old, whether he'll see the benefits of his degree, and to what extent, no yaqeen. But we have so much of trust because the kuffar told us, believe us. Believe. So we heard, and we believed it. Till he came into the heart, this is the divine truth. We have to believe it. Oh, what's going to happen? But the Fajr Salah, a person who has yaqeen upon Allah, then the ulama say that his eyes will wake up without even an alarm. He'll wake up. Fajr namaz have to wake up. His life and death situation, I have to wake up for Fajr namaz. I can't miss it. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, after Fajr Salah, he goes to the house of Fatima radiallahu anha. She was lying down. So he tapped her with his blessed foot and he woke up. Fatima, don't sleep this time after Fajr. This is the time Allah is distributing your sustenance. So don't lose your share. Now is the time to be awake after Fajr Salah. So don't fall asleep now. This person is very tired. It is no problem. But don't make it a habit. So according to our yaqeen and our conviction, to listen to this over and over again, Allah is great. يَا أَيُّهُ الْمُدَّثِّرْ قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ Only Faruq Makki sahab would say, that وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ Go and tell the entire world how great my Allah is. کہ Allah bara hai, bare ke maanne mein khair hai, bare ke maanne mein kamiyabi hai, bare ke maanne mein khair hai, barkat hai. Go tell the entire world, my Allah is great. And in believing in my great Allah, there's success for you. There's khair and goodness for you. And will be complete success in listening to one that is great, because he's great. He knows where success is for you. You don't know where it is. You might think that there's goodness for you in this, because you feel you are great in your field. I know. Ask Allah first. Allah, should I go ahead? Make your istikhara. Ask the great one. He knows where the khair and the goodness is. When it comes to food also, we are taught in the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that don't waste food. Don't waste food. This is a big disease in the ummah right now. To waste food, just to throw food away. How many people in Africa, in Chad and other countries, when Jamaat went to Chad, Pakistan Jamaat, years ago, they were given the car guzari. When they say we carry with us patkos, food for provisions for the road. So he says, we sat in the train, and he says, along the rail lines, people were just lying there waiting to die. No food, no water. Poverty. Children also, malnutrition. He says, we were eating a little bit of chicken we had. So the bones, he said, we threw out of the window. Then somebody told us, you created a riot, you called a riot outside. When you see outside, people are running for the bones of the chicken that they threw out. And how the ummah is just throwing away food. Whether we're on the plane, whether we go to some resort or some hotel, now they have buffet style, which is not sunnat. Buffet style is not the sunnat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, the person who believes in Allah in the final day, make ikram, honor your guest. Honor your guest means you must serve him. You must serve the guest, not self-service. That he must stand now in the line and take a stipend over there. You're not sure that he get a second round, so he takes so much, doesn't come again, and then he can't eat it. Then because now he ate half, he ate a bit of the salad, half the roll, even including this sarkhan, you just throw it in the bin. Inna lillahi. So much of food goes to waste. Sometimes the half samosa also, the young boy ate it, he left it there. So father won't say, let me finish it at least. But he'll throw it away. Goes into the bin. And now we see hotels, they have all these policies. Whatever was taken out of the dish can't go back into the original place where it came from. It has to be thrown away. So all this, Allah Ta'ala won't get upset. So much of wastage. So much of wastage that crumbs. Oh, Hazrat Wala, when you travel or suffer with him, Hazrat, after you finish it, you bring, pick up one crumb. One crumb, why? This is it. Allah is great, Allah knows where your barakat is. Hadith Sharif says that ensure you clean the plate. That plate will make dua for you. And appreciate that you cleaned me. And you don't know, you don't know in which part of the food Allah has kept the barakat. We eat the entire platter, but the last luqma, the last morsel, the barakah of the food was in there. For your good health. For your good health, for your well-being, it was in the last morsel. These 5, 10, 15 morsels you ate now wasn't so good for you, for your health. But the last one, Allah Ta'ala put barakah in that one day. But that's the one I threw away. That's the one I threw away. Sometimes the water also, we leave a little bit. Our kafir was so particular when it came to food that we don't waste whatsoever. It's a great sin. وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. Don't be extravagant. Don't be extravagant. Don't throw the food away. Teach our children also. Take out how much you can eat. Take out how much you can eat. You can have a second serving and a third serving. But don't take out so much that now we can't eat. Sometimes cereal. The child now is so excited now he takes out so much. He says, I can't finish it. Never mind, leave it there. Then just throw it away. No, ya Allah. So much of israf. We know how many people don't have food in the world. In our own country also. The standard of life and living has gone so high, they can't afford food. So many people told us recently, that now we bought chicken, we put it in the fridge, load shedding, you went, barely to throw it away, I got no food at home. I got no food at home. Many of our Malawi workers, after the floods happened there, many of them sent their whatever money they had back home for their families. They don't have food over here. One person came a few days ago, says that all my money I sent it to Malawi, to family people there. I don't have food at home. I thought now, he said, loan me some money. I need to buy some food. I'm thinking to myself, how much are you going to ask me? He said, how much do you need for the food? He said, 200 rand. He said, 200 rand? Ya Allah. So maybe he'll ask me for much more than that. He said, no, enough that. Buy 10 kilo of this and I'll buy that and 1 week I'll pull like that. No problem. I'll manage it. But this israf, when we see it happening also, they're throwing food, we should feel the pain in the heart. Ya Allah, how can they throw food like this away? That's why I'm saying when we go into these places also, they have little bottles of honey or jam or something. They only eat half of it and we leave it. And we see they're just throwing it away. No qadr, there's no tawbah, there's no fear. Now Kabir says the biggest test a person, Allah Ta'ala can put him through is with a test of food. Allah tests you with the food. That you have the finances, but such a situation, I can't even buy any food right now. No food, yeah. The person is going to pass his day. So where the barakat is, the one that is great, he knows. Which luqma of that foolish morsel of that entire platter, the barakat is there. That's why we are taught, don't waste the food and teach our children also. Don't waste the food. Take out how much you can eat, drink how much you can drink, and don't overindulge. But this buffet style also is not our sunnat tariqah. Sunnat tariqah, the sunnat way is to serve the guest. You take the food to him. Yes, if they have it served like that now, those warmers, whatever they are called, then we as a host, we take out some platters there. Bring some platters, dish the food, and serve it to the guest. So you don't have to get up. This is the Quran. مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, the person who believes in Allah, and the final day should honor his guest. This is honor. You sit and we will serve you. This is our honor. Our honor is to serve you. Once we had a da'wah in Tashkil in Palestine, subhanallah, Shaykh Fuad, all worker, says near the Haram Sharif. In Al-Quds. And he took us for iftari home. For the entire time we walked from the masjid till we reached his home. And the entire da'wat, just one thing he continued repeating, sharaftumuna wa akramtumuna, sharaftumuna wa akramtumuna. He said, oh, your guest of Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you all have honored me, you all have given me honor, you have come to eat my food, you have come to eat my food, you have given me honor. He's telling us. Then we went to the West Bank to meet the Imam of the Haram. As we were returning, we sat in the car. One of the local Palestinian Saathis came and he held the door of the driver. And he asked him, "Are these Jamaat Saathis?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Please, let me give them iftari today. Please let me feed them." He says, "No, we have to go back to Haram." He says, "No, please let me feed them." He says, "No, we have to go back." He says, "I will give you $1,000 now, let me feed them." This is ikram, Arab hospitality. "I'll give you $1,000 now, let me feed these guests of Allah, the pleasure of Allah." He says, "Inshallah, next time we bring a Jamaat to your house." This is how to honor the guest of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that is great. Allah ta'ala has everything under control. Allah knows. So baray ke maanne mein khair hai. Baray ke maanne mein barkat hai, kamyabi hai. Listening and obeying the one that is the great. There's success, there's barkat, there's goodness for us. We don't know where it is. So we got to submit. So that person who has his yaqeen in his heart upon the greatness of Allah, then he'll do all his amal. That shows Allah's greatness. Here, Allah, I start my day with my Salatul Fajr. Go without this, it shows that I'm going to work without taking your name, it's my greatness. Allah will put us to test. Who can be greater than Allah Jalla Jalaluhu? By putting our head down for Fajr time, shows to Allah, Ya Allah, you are the great one. My entire empire, entire business, everything is in your control. Although I might think I'm the great one handling everything, but how much system we have, somehow or the other, they still stole from the business. Somehow he walked out with it. And the losses are happening. It shows you're not great. It shows you're not great. How many times a person may do whatever he's doing. And then too there's a mishap. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala system is absolutely perfect. There's no mishaps. We might think now something is happening. As they say now, the ozone layer, something is going to happen. And this is happening as if nobody is controlling it. But then they believe Mother Nature is behind it. So they made nature a mother, also made her mu'annas and made her a female. Malaika also, they made them females. So we can see which way the world is going. Now nobody knows what they are really. Allah Ta'ala forbid, Allah give us understanding. So Allah Ta'ala is the great one, every planet and star. So by reading the Fajr Salah, reading that Ishraq Salah, reading our Yasin Sharif every morning, you're showing to Allah, Ya Allah, we believe that you are great. That's why we're reading it. The Tasbih of Fatimi after Fajr Salah also, 6 times a day, once after every Salah and before we sleep. 33 times, and the 3 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allah Akbar 34 times. This shows to Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, that really you believe my greatness. Because you're taking our time to say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. So when you take the name of Allah, Allah is going to display His greatness to you. Because you are calling on to Him. Allah will show you His greatness and His qudrat. It is solely the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He at any moment has full control in effecting changes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained this reality in the following verse in Surah Yasin. Allah ta'ala says that Allah ta'ala has complete control. Allah ta'ala wants to change it. He can change it as He wants. You see the hot, the cold, the heat, the cold. Allah ta'ala wants to change it. One day we say 4 seasons in one day sometime. Who's controlling the season? Even the weatherman also is trying to make out really what's happening. And he said, tomorrow definitely 80% there's going to be rain. Because 80% it was sunshine. What happened? That is in his control. No matter what expertise they may have, but everything in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرِّ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلَ حَتَّى عَادَ كَالْعُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ لَالشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَنْ تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرَ وَلَلَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. Allah displays His Qudrat in Quran Sharif. If we read Quran, if we convince that Allah is great, Allah is the greatest. That's why we say that the more we listen to the greatness of Allah, the more we speak about the greatness of Allah, the more we read about the greatness of Allah, then this conviction will come into the heart. We are reading about the greatness of insan only. Entire day on the cell phone. This one is doing this, this country is doing that, this country is involved in that, that business house, this person and that person. Journals upon journals. We are reading all about the makhluq, the makhluq, the makhluq. So we convince the makhluq is doing. That he is doing this and he is doing that. So the more we read about Allah, the more we listen about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we speak about Allah. This, as we were saying, to teach a young child at home from young. That the child wants anything, or we tell him, ask Abba, ask Papa. No, don't ask Abba. Read 2 rakat nafil namaz. Or if not that, at least ask Allah to give you. Ask Allah to give you and say to Allah, Ya Allah, put in my Abba's heart to buy it for me. Ya Allah, put in my Papa's, in my father's heart to buy it for me, so he turned his attention away from his father. Allah controls your father's heart. Allah will put the barakah in your father's pocket. Ya Allah, put barakah in my father's pocket, in his wallet. Teach the child to make the dua. The mother has to teach the child. The child won't say anything also, the father will say, Ya Allah, you give us. Ya Allah, you give us. Not done, organized, sorted. Turn to Allah. Ya Allah, we sing to Allah, Ya Allah, we can't do it. Ya Allah, you are the one that is great. Everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Allah loves. Teaching iman, yaqeen to the children at home. And also we learn in the lesson of iman. Allah loves this. So the translation of this ayat, the sun travels towards his destination. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا. The sun travels towards his destination. This is the arrangement of the mighty. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all-knowing. We have stipulated, Allah says, we have stipulated stations for the moon. All this hilal and the badr, the crescent and the full moon, all the stages of the moon is all in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until the moon returns, like the branch of an old date palm, it is neither possible for the sun to catch the moon, nor is it possible for the night to precede the day. This Allah has in His control completely. They all swim within their orbits. We don't see anything in reverse gear, and now the sun is going reverse. Insan makes a mistake sometimes, whatever good driver he may be, by mistake he put reverse gear. By mistake now he put into the wrong gear. Instead of putting brake, he put accelerator. Happens. He thought now, goes in gear, but is that perfect? Is that great? Allah Ta'ala shows His greatness. You haven't seen anything happening like this so many thousands, not millions of years that we heard now the sun in the wrong direction. Or the moon in some wrong direction. It's supposed to be now the new month, the moon didn't come out. What happened? Never happened thus far. But insan, you can see Allah shows you every day that what you thought you were good at, that people that below you took you a ride sometime. And how it happened, I can't understand this. One meaning of this verse is that the moon and the earth both move in their respective orbits. The sun does not have the ability to enter the orbit of the moon. It has its own place of movement. Another meaning is that it is not possible for the sun to emerge at night. The sun will not come out at night. This also, we can put so many alarm systems at home. If somebody wants to get in, he's going to get in. And if my naughty son wants to get out, he'll get out also. He wants to take the car, my own car, and he'll take it out for a spin. Before I know it, he's already back home. How that happens, no matter what, you got the tracker, you got everything. But nothing is foolproof. You still get around it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has everything in system. The sun will not go into the place of the moon. No, the moon come, no, the sun come out in the night, or the moon come out in the day. This is a complete system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the moon shines on the horizon, thus transforming the night into day. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi states, greatness refers to perfection in his being, that Allah is great. What does it mean? The greatness refers to perfection in the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In His being Allah is great, which in turn means perfection in existence. By perfection in existence, two things are understood. That Allah is perfect in His existence. What does it mean? His existence is forever and will remain forever. Insan? Never. Allah is forever and insan? Never. He'll never be forever. One day you'll have to leave this world, it shows that you're not great. One day you'll have to leave from here. So greatness refers to perfection in his being, which in turn means perfection in existence. By perfection in existence, two things are understood. Allah's existence is forever and will remain forever. That is why Sufyan Thawri would say that work in this dunya for the time, for the amount of time you're going to live in this world. And work for akhirat for the amount of time you're going to live in akhirat. But we're working in this dunya like we're going to live here for ever. And the salah upon salah is going. Salah upon salah is going. Without jama'at, not in the masjid. And what is taking us away? This fani and this dunya that is going to terminate soon. It's taking us away from something that is there forever. What Allah has kept for us, there now we are bartering. يَبِيعُ الدُّنْيَا يَبِيعُ عَرَدَ الدُّنْيَا يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَدٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says that he'll sell his deen for paltry amount of dunya. Small amount of dunya. Few garaks, few customers came, he'll sell his deen for his dunya. Allow the customers in, we'll read our namaz here. We'll read our namaz here in the business. You could make it in the jamaat. In the masjid, times 27, what a prophet. But they gave up that prophet now for the paltry prophet of dunya. That's a loss to Allah. You lost it. But if you got that and the barakat of that, Allah will give it into your business. But the entire existence is not only for the business. Hadi Bhai Padiya will say, Rahmatullah Ali, he said, you're working so hard for the pet, to fill the pet, to fill the toilet. That's what you're working for. So you're making the toilet so fancy also. So that's your reality. How much? Whatever is there, kept behind is not yours. The second meaning of this, Allah's existence is the source of all creation. Allah's existence is the source of all creation. Nothing else has this quality. No insan. No insan is only the quality of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of all the entire creation around us. No insan can claim this. As long as I'm here, these things will be intact. No such thing. We find sometimes, many of us over here also, fathers thought now that we brought up the business, we perfected the system, and we made money like that. But the young man comes into the business, he sees outdated system. Father says, no, this is how we work, this is how we made it. But now you want to overhaul it now. You want to overpower your father, he says, no, change the entire system. And then he changes the system. Father says, hey, there's better prophets in this. The Allah system is still the same, because that's the greatest system, it's never going to change. Allah Ta'ala give us the yaqeen, inshaAllah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم We're speaking about anger. Another incident that comes to mind is that as the Shaykh al-Hadith of Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi was a nephew of the founder of the effort of Tabligh and Da'wah, Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. On one occasion, Hazrat Shaykh became displeased with his employee and began scolding him with his words, why did you commit such a foolish act? To this he replied, Hazrat Ji, forgive me, I have erred. Since I am human after all, Hazrat Shaykh retorted, this error has been committed by you no less than a dozen times. Had it been one or two instances, it would be understood, but you have gone way beyond the limit. You keep committing this error. How long do you expect me to tolerate your faults? Quite upset with him. Hazrat Muhammad Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi, who was sitting close by, whispered in Hazrat Shaykh's ears his nephew and said, Mawlana, tolerate him as much as you desire to be tolerated by Allah on the day of Qiyamah. As much as you would, you tolerate also. Yes, there are times when the person should do what he has to do. But you tolerate now, don't let nafs now overpower you. Therefore, one should forgive in proportion to the forgiveness one anticipates for oneself by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Do not say, how much must I tolerate? Keep on forgiving without measure. Keep on forgiving without measure. We should remember that people's intellect are not all on one level. People working for us, family people, children, our wives, or the husband, not all on the same level. There are those whose faculties are deficient. Hakim al-Ummat rahmatullah alayhi, Zathani rahmatullah alayhi, explains that many are the simple-minded souls who inhabit the earth. Allah made them from birth like that. If one's child happens to fall into this category, then what will one do? Will one not deal with him more leniently than with one's other children? Because he knows his capacity is not as my other children. So you treat him differently. Therefore, deal with people according to the level of intellect. Now, if a person can't understand this, that already shows his level of intellect. And how much people have to tolerate him after that. But he says, they don't understand. They say, how do we explain to him? He's the boss's son, but see how he's carrying on. The boss has to speak to him. But now he put him in charge of us. But he's not right himself. And he's telling us, now we must check ourselves in the mirror. So a person has to understand these things. Therefore, deal with people according to the level of the intellect. Do not have the same expectation from them as one would have of others. أَنزِلُ النَّاسَ مَنَازِلَهُمْ شُرَكَنَا is people's, the intellect, their level of understanding, and accordingly now we give them a task, we task them, we deal with them, we speak to them. In spite of being aware of these limitations, people still say, he understands fully, you know the person doesn't have that level of intelligence, or to handle that job, or that task, or your child also, you know he doesn't have the faculty, or that intelligence. Then to Hazrat says, you'll hear people saying this, he understands fully well, but he's merely doing this to irritate me. You say, yeah, he wants to irritate me. But you know he doesn't have the intellect. But you're saying this now just to show your superiority. That I'm very sharp and you're dumb, you're just irritating me. But you know, he doesn't have it in him. He doesn't have, tell him, but count how many boxes there. But you know, he can't count. You know, he can't count. He counts 1, 2, 5, 10. He says, but how you counted? What's wrong with you? But you never asked him whether he can count or not. Ask him if he can count properly. Then you know, take him to task after that. You know what you say? He's just irritating me. Is this form of suspicion permissible? That they have the suspicion that he's actually doing this now to irritate me. Can you be suspicious of a person like this? We have no proof. Ask him really. Sometimes the wife will tell the husband, yeah, you're doing this just to irritate me. Really, what's his capacity? What he understands? Or the other way around, husband tell the wife, she's irritating me because, all those becauses is what you think. Whether it's true, it's all allegation, suspicion. Can you really believe it? Another point to realize and remember is that a short-tempered person thinks very highly of himself. A short-tempered person is very highly of himself, for hidden within anger is a trait of pride. Short-tempered person, he says, is short-tempered. Reason being because he thinks highly of himself, and in this is pride. One when striking out in anger has the inferiority of the opposite party embedded in his heart. Therefore he can become angry and attempts by his anger to prove his own superiority. That's what he does. That I really want to show you who's the boss over here. Therefore now he'll raise his voice and he'll get angry. When someone succumbs to anger, study his face, and if one can tape his tone of voice, the inflections therein along with his appearance, what he is saying, and see how he looks also, and have him listen to and see it thereafter, you will realize that he is an epitome of the following couplet. As it says, look at how he's looking right now. Look at the anger on his face and see what he's putting out right now. So Hazrat brings a poem. What he becomes, and he becomes angry. Raat shaitan ko khab mein dekha. Say, Raat shaitan ko khab mein dekha. Uski surat janab kisi thi. What he says, that last night I happened to see shaitan in my dream, his appearance happens to match yours. Happens to match yours. Like when shaitan you became also. People are oblivious of their own deficiencies. They don't see it. The immediate response that comes to the fore is, my anger is for the sake of Allah. So not making tarbiyat. So he feels he's got things in control. Do not by one own assumption determine the nature of one's actions. See what the people will say around you. And take note. But you're always right. You're always right. Somehow you will have some argument to put yourself right. Listen to what they're telling you. And take note and see. More than often they are right. But you have suspicion about them. And the suspicion now why they're doing that. And suspicion also why they're telling you this. That they're wrong in everything. Rather allow them to be analyzed. Rather allow them to be analyzed and interpreted by an expert in the field who is termed a sheikh. Will accurately be able to tell one whether one's anger was motivated by the desire for vengeance or as claimed purely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each individual is left to his own fancy. Each individual, if left to his own fancy and will, he will pass a bull of clean health that everything is fine with me. Those who claim to be okay are not so. If one were to tell his Shaykh, Hazrat, you do not have sufficient experience, you are simple-minded and do not realize the truth about the person with whom I am angry, he tells the Shaykh that. I got angry, but that person got a problem. So he make himself right also in front of the Shaykh. Such a murid needs to be taken by the ears and expelled from the khanka. Now he will tell the Shaykh now that he is right, that you should reconsider. If when overcome by anger, one oversteps the bounds in dealing with someone, immediately ask for forgiveness. One must not be proud, shy and reluctant. Otherwise the consequences of reluctance will reluctantly have to be borne on the day of Qiyamah. So don't hold back. Listen well to the consequence or the prize offered to one who has his anger treated and compensates for any excess. Inshallah we'll continue next week. Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Allah Ta'ala give us control over our anger and our speech and our language, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم وكريم رحيم الله forgive us for all of our sins oh my Allah يا الله for all our spiritual illnesses and bimaris oh my Allah يا الله for our utter sins oh my Allah for our bad actions or bad words or bad language oh كريم رحيم الله يا الله make إصلاح of our hearts completely oh my Allah إصلاح of our tongues and our language oh my Allah إصلاح of our eyes our tongues our hands our feet our ears, O my Allah. Ya Allah, use them, Ya Allah, for those things that are most pleasing to you, O my Allah. And save our entire existence, O my Allah. All our faculties, O my Allah, from all things, all those actions and amal, O my Allah, all from those avenues and things that displease you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in your raza mandi, in your pleasure, in your happiness forever, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, become our guide, every step of our life, O my Allah, in every decision, in every action, O my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us close to you, grant us your muhabbat and your love, and the pain of your muhabbat and your love, O my Allah, and true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive us all our sins, O my Allah, the sins of our past, O my Allah, Ya Allah, the sins of our present and the future, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, give us hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, purify our souls and our hearts, Ya Allah. Make us a means of hidayat, Ya Allah. Guide our families and our children and our progenies, O my Allah, entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Kareem Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, save us from haram, O my Allah. Grant us plenty of halal sustenance. Save us from debts, Ya Allah. Save us from kharz, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from, Ya Allah, from interest, from riba, from the banks, O my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us plenty of halal, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Grant us hearts of generosity, O Kareem Rahim Allah, that you share with your makhluk, Ya Allah, we have love for them, Ya Allah, to make the effort of hidayat, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, keep us upon sirati mustaqim, Ya Allah. Forgive all the murhumeen, fill the qabr with nur. Ya Allah, raise them, Ya Allah. Blow the cool winds of jannat upon them. Send down for them the bedding from jannat, O my Allah. Keep them in comfort and leisure and pleasure, O my Allah. The time for our mood comes, O my Allah. Give us, Ya Allah, mood upon kalima shahada. With iman, with your pleasure, Ya Allah. In Madina Tayyiba, the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, striving in your path, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us sufi to me qadr of our deen, Ya Allah, to appreciate all your ni'mas and your bounties, O my Allah. O my Allah, give our wives hidayah, give our children hidayah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give our parents the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, make us true khadims of deen, O Kareem Rahim Allah. We thank you for all your ni'mas and your bounties, O my Allah. O my Allah, the ni'mat of iman you have given us, O my Allah. You save us from kufr and shirk, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you made us ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the homes, the iman that you have given us, the homes you have given us. O my Allah, the conveyances and the food and the family and the businesses, O my Allah. The infrastructure we have around us, O my Allah. All your bounties, O my Allah. We make shukr to you. We thank you, Ya Allah. We are grateful for them. O my Allah, protect Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, protect it from all the evils around it, O my Allah. Give the Muslim hidayah and protect them, O my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Amin.